Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All right, I want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance, and this morning we have with us Mr. Denny Denton. And Denny is a longtime friend, and our relationship goes back to when I was, oh good, now I have to do the math in my head, and I should have wrote this down. Was I 14 years old? And we didn't actually meet, but we were at the same place at the same time, and we've reminisced about that connection. Oh my goodness, Denny, how many times do we keep talking about that time we were in Hawaii together?
Oh, that has been forever and ever.
1982. And Denny, like my parents and several others that we work with today, we're associated together with another network marketing company. And Denny, was that nutritional company your first? And we'll kind of have some fun with this, establishing your history for those people who never heard you or met you or don't know much about Denny Denton. Was Shackley your first entry into the network marketing industry?
Yes, and what a great company it was, and what a great company it is today even. But, over the years, as you mature in something, especially when looking at opportunities and so on and so forth, you keep a keen eye open. Those were times when this industry was first getting started. And while those products are great, Neekin really innovated the industry, and I just had to be a part of it.
Denny, and I want to, let's talk about that, because you opened the door right there. It's exactly kind of where I wanted this conversation to go, because there's always transitions in life. And those of us who are new to Neekin, or those of us who have been with Neekin for a while, we would be silly not to recognize timing and different things. And it seems like today, and we'll let you share your background with Neekin, but it seems like today, Neekin is one of those companies, and I know you and I are very biased for it, as well as so many others, but they always seem to be kind of one step ahead of doing things to tweak and modify and alter, whether it's products or compensation plan or other attributes, but even the physical building of our world headquarters in Irvine. I mentioned to somebody the other day the attributes about it. They've seen some of the movies that the facility has been shown in and displayed, or even car commercials, or the Goodrich tire commercials now. But they always seem to be one step ahead. And for you, I know your entry into Neekin, that was one of the drawing cards for it. And let's talk about that. What drew you to Neekin, and what were you doing at the time, and maybe a little more about your background as well.
Well, as you know, I've now been in the industry 30 years, and over that 30 years, I've had quite a learning curve. And I've been with a couple of companies. When I was younger, when I left and I went into Neekin, I looked back, and before that, I had been in one other company. Then before that, I had, of course, been in Shackley. And what I didn't know as a young man is I always thought that being with the newest deal was going to be the cure-all for everything, and it wasn't. And I probably would look back over those years now and say, if I would have just stayed at that time with Shackley, it would have been a lot smoother road, because, like I said, it was a very, very good company. And I actually bounced around trying to recapture that kind of a company for many years. And one day I was introduced by a gentleman by the name of Jeff Van Blarkum, who's a Royal Diamond. And he said, come on, you got to sit down, you got to look at these products. You got to actually get a hold of this and look at it, because this is a lot more than a company. It's a philosophy. It's a system, and it uses high-tech products, and you're just going to be blown away. And, of course, I resisted that, but he was smart enough to leave me alone. because, you know, he didn't keep hammering on me. He waited about a month, and he says, hey, look, I want you to put these in your shoes. I want you to try these. Just leave them in there and just try them. And I said, all right, I'll do that. And I had them in about a week, and I started to notice that there was a difference in my feet. I'm a type 2 diabetic and have been for many years, so circulation becomes an issue. And I noticed, I could tell, I knew. I didn't know the first day, but I sure knew by the third day. A week later, he comes over and hands me this blanket. And I said, things are not this bad. Have a blanket. And, no, he's just got magnets in it. It's got far infrared in it and this, that, and the other. And I thought, I gotta stop this guy because it's getting out of hand. And so I threw it on the bedroom floor and I left it there for 3 days. He called me the fourth day and said, how do you feel? Oh, I said, I'm doing alright with it. And, he said, using it every night? And I said, oh yeah. Isn't it amazing? He said, and he kept shouting about how great it was. And I started feeling very guilty. So I went ahead and I put it on my bed and I slept with it for about 7 nights. And I have to say that was the most restful sleep I ever had. And, then he invited me to a meeting. And I went to the meeting, and the people were so nice at the meeting. And then I could tell that there was a difference between this and what I was doing. And that's kind of how I got involved.
Now, Denny, a lot of times, because some people, their introduction to Neekin is because of the products, and yet today, as we look at the 21st century and the technology that we have available, I've introduced several people in the last couple of weeks via Facebook, just by typing a little note, and many people who are listening on the call received the email that I sent out, and just talking about your first experience with a pair of MagSteps. And that if we rewind a little bit back to 1975, what the company started with that single solution, that, hey, most people, you know, I don't know what the percentage is on the planet, but most people have feet, and they're mobile. And we have 70,000 nerve endings in the feet, and I don't want to get all technical and everything, but you had an experience. Did Jeff know at the time that you were a type 2 diabetic?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
And I wasn't volunteering it because I didn't want to get recruited.
And being with a nutritional company like Shaklee, and for people that don't know, just a quick history, and I try to establish this because I think it lends credibility to where Neekin is. There's, to date, actually, I think we're now up to 6. Somebody mentioned a company to me a couple weeks ago that I wasn't that familiar with, but I always like to talk about the big 5 that I was aware of that have 5 network marketing companies that have a 30-year track record, a 30-year history. And in order, they are Amway, Shaklee, the company that Denny and my parents were associated with, that worked with for more than a decade. And then you have Mary Kay, then Neekin, and then Herbalife. Those are companies that have seen their 30th birthday, and I guess, again, there's probably more. At least these are the ones that I know of that are based here in the U.S. now. And with that, my point being is that Shaklee has been around since, what was it, 1956, I believe is when they got started. So they're very old. They're very solid. And Neekin, now having started in 1975, very solid, and they started with this one product that you had an experience with. What went through your mind from a businessman's perspective, as far as potential, or were you even thinking that, or what, I mean, because Jeff can be a pretty persuasive guy, and I think it's probably apropos that we share with folks that, I give Jeff credit, and maybe you can tell me if Jeff didn't write it or come up or coin the phrase, but, he was the first one that I heard say that if you're willing to do with Neekin for a few years what others won't, you will live the rest of your life like others only dream of.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I was once I had tried the product, and I emphasize that, I was starting to take a serious look at it because I seen that they were offering technologies that other companies didn't have and probably wouldn't have. I mean, you go back to the beginning of this company with the magnetic insoles and where it all started, and you realize that we were very controversial. And I love controversy. I thrive on it. And I had had the results with it, and I could see other people having results with it, and I knew that they had a hold of something pretty big. So, you know, I've always been the kind of a person that I like to talk, I like to share with other people, and this was a product that it was hands-on. I could put it on their feet, I could show them the energy increase instantly, and so I like a product like that. Where with being totally focused on nutrition, was a little bit harder because we always, it basically would be, Vance, I want you to try this product for 30 days. There's a money back guarantee on it. And if you don't get results, I'll buy it back from you. Because nutritionally, we all know that we change every day. I mean, I had people that got on the vitamin product and 2 days later they had the flu and they blamed it on the vitamin. I mean, you know, anything like that. I had one young lady that bought a bottle of vitamins and came back with it half full and said, can I turn this in? And I said, well, it'd be better if you tried it for 30 days. And she says, well, she says, I need some money for gas for the car. Okay. And you know, that's okay. And I love that. But it never happened again, but I thought it was interesting at the time. So I think it's a technology, and I can tell you something with absolute fact. If you do what I did then, you will get actually better results in terms of helping people, in terms of getting people in your business. If you're new to this company and somebody didn't put you on those mag steps, shame on them. Because I don't care what age you are, those nerve endings, Advance, were talked about, connect to every organ and muscle in your body and in your head. And when you get on those magnets, you're going to find out that there's a big difference in strength, balance. It's not some kind of witchcraft. It's not voodoo. It's scientifically backed. And it's going to make a difference. Now, some of us that are on them all the time for the last few years, it don't make no difference when I put them on because I'm on them all the time. So for me, there's never a first experience. But I'm going to tell you, there's a first experience for every human being walking on the street. And I don't care unless you just absolutely don't want to look at something like I was with Jeff. You're going to know immediately whether it's the blanket, whether it's the mattress topper. It doesn't matter. And I'm not poo-pooing our nutritional program. Our nutritional products are equal to or better than anything on the market, period. It's just that back then, that nobody else had it. So everybody was doing Shackley, and they were doing Neutralite vitamins, and the industry was new. And as good as those products were back then, they're better today. And, of course, Neekin has been one of the leaders in the nutritional industry that has moved this whole industry forward. So, a matter of fact, we coined the word wellness. And Neekin, we coined it. It was our statement. And so I would recommend that to everybody to just take that single product, it'll open the door. It's a golden key.
Denny, you talk about coining the phrase wellness, and you and I both remember back in the 90s, Neekin, before we switched over to all digital media, so we don't have these big boxes, or not big boxes, but this kit that comes in the mail, but it had a 3-ring binder, and I was just going through some stuff in the office, and I found my original one. And it said right on the cover with the big Neekin logo, the two guys, or the two people, And it says, yes, my wellness.
Yep.
And the word wasn't even in the English dictionary at the time. And now, I mean, literally, there's wellness associated with animals. There's wellness associated with everything out there. And it's one of those things that you constantly say, okay, that's right. And I was speaking with a gentleman last night at a football game, and he was talking about being introduced to Nikan by a gentleman about 15 years ago. And he said, you know, it just wasn't my thing. And it was, it's interesting because this gentleman and his brother have been quite negative to me over the years, which is fine. I don't care. That's fine. But he was explaining basically why it wouldn't work for him. And this guy, I don't know if he'll ever, he wants to ever experience wellness. And maybe he will, but I've watched his life over the years, and it's just not one of the people I would really seek out at this point. And we had a great conversation, and we left it at that. But it's the timing of it, and Nikan has always been one step ahead. And as you pointed out earlier, a few minutes ago, that we've always taken a lot of flack for that because we're so far ahead. And I know we're about to experience here in less than a month, and you and I have both experienced, well, they called it a prototype, what we received. And you had a profound experience within a matter of minutes. I remember talking to you a few days after ours arrived in the mail, and it was like going back to your first experience with that original pair of mag steps, because you could, you said, I think the words you used to me said that I could feel it in minutes, because again of your condition, and it, you're going on how many years now in Nikan, coming up on 20, right?
Well, yeah, I actually started in Nikan in 97.
Okay. Okay. And I don't want to give people the perspective that, you know, all of a sudden we can say, hey, this healed this, and this took care of this. And however, if the symptoms get lessened, or that's not the word, right choice of words, but if they seem to decrease or diminish, so what? I mean, we get the results.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can't say it, but I can. And the reason that I can say it is because it's my personal experience, by the way. And it doesn't mean it would be your personal experience and all that garbage that they put at the bottom of a contract. The bottom line on it was I used them, and about 30 minutes. Do they know what the product is?
I don't know if everybody does yet. I mean, I think I was pretty forthright in my email. And
okay, for sure we know we're getting the new mag step. And the technology has changed a lot over the years. Of course, once again, that is our calling. Our magnetic products are nothing like them anywhere in the world. Everybody compares to us. And that's because of our technology. But this, when I saw it, I thought, gosh, why are they doing that? We got a perfectly good product here. It doesn't need fixing. It works extremely well. Couldn't they think of anything else to bring out? Why are we putting a Band-Aid over the top of this thing? And it looks different, and I just assumed it was the same thing. It just looked different. It felt different. It was more comfortable in the shoe. And I put it on, and I had it on about 20 minutes. Vance, and I thought I felt warming in my feet. With a diabetic, warming is a big thing because the first place you have circulation problems is in your legs and your feet, and you can't stop that from happening. Once you got it, you got it. And my feet started warming up. I didn't think much about it that night, and so then I was going to put my old ones back in. Then I thought, no, I'm going to try these for another day or two, and see if there's really a difference. After all, they're changing them, so I'm not going to have the other ones to sell. And, man, from that point forward, they have never been out of my shoes. They're in my slippers. I got them in everything that I got them now. And I'm not going to get rid of them. It's just totally a difference. And all of you there, I'm telling you, if you're confused how to lead with this product, just for the moment, forget everything else, and when this product comes out, just put people so easy. You know, I used to start, and I would just look at somebody, like I looked at a salesman one time, he was in a show, selling something else, and I said, you're a salesperson here, is this your booth? And he said, yes. I said, I am about to blow your mind. And he looked at me, and he said, well, what's up? And I took a pair of MagSets out of my back pocket, and I flopped them on the floor. I said, I'm going to show you something you're not going to believe. And he said, what? I said, could I get you to take your shoes off? There was nobody in his booth. I don't think anybody ever did go. I don't know what he was selling. But so he didn't, it's not like he didn't have time. And he stepped on those and he said, yeah. I said, do you feel anything? He said, no. I said, hold out your right arm. He held it out. I put him through the test. I put him through the test of balance. And if your sponsor hasn't showed you, then their sponsor didn't show them. And he said, this is unbelievable. I said, yeah, you think that's unbelievable? You put them in your shoes and wear them for about 3 or 4 hours and I'll come back. And he said, I'll take you up on that. I said, that's great. He was the first person I ever recruited, and it was a cold hit. As a matter of fact, I just want to mention something to all of you in case fans cuts me off. Your market, for the most part, when you start, is not your friends. They're going to beat you up. And the reason they beat you up is because they know where you live, and if and when they get ready to try the product, they know where they can come to get it. But when you're talking to someone at a grocery store, if you're at a drug store, wherever you're at, I don't care if you're at a gas station, and you strike up a conversation, you got those MagSteps in that back pocket, and I will guarantee you, if you can get them to stand on them, you're gonna bring somebody in. Now, that doesn't mean I don't lead with the business, because I do about 95% of the time, very honestly. Just that I've got a very unique opportunity. I'm looking for some people to work with me here in this area because this is where I live, my neighborhood, and I just like to work with people that I know. I do that. I mean, I would never tell anybody to go all product, because if you go all product, sure, you'll get some people that want to make this a career. But you'll get more leading with business and following with the MagSteps, but the MagSteps will always open the conversation.
Well, Denny, I think what is so profound in what you and I both experienced almost 20 years ago, for me it was 21 years ago, for you, back to, you said 1997, is the reality that nothing's really changed.
Nothing.
Nobody else is in the magnet industry. There are kiosks in malls, and you go to a state fair or a county fair. There are people with different titanium rings or other type of materials in a bracelet, and they're peddling them for $15-$20.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's not even to discuss because that's nothing like what we have. You know.
Yeah, you're talking about companies that were, you know, been in business maybe 3 or 4 months, you know, a couple years at best. We're not talking a solid 40-year history. And I think what I keep hearing over and over, watching Susan Carver with Reed Nelson and Dennis Estes the other night on the Bojabi presentation, and that's what really inspired me. And then reading what's going on with the age group of 45 to 60-year-olds right now, people that are realizing that, hey, we can be entrepreneurial. We can get out there and start something. And what I've sensed is for so long we've missed this opportunity because we're too nice. And there's nothing wrong with being nice.
You got to get out there. If you want to help somebody, you got to get direct. In a nice way. I mean, everybody's got a different personality. But, you know, if you love something, when you got your kids with you, if somebody says hi, you introduce your kids. You know, you're proud of them. You want people to know, hey, this is my daughter, and she's 7 years old, and this is my son, and he's 5, and say hi to the nice man. And we do that by habit. And also because we care very deeply about them and we want to show them to the world that these are our new people. They're coming up in the world. They're going to be a great addition to the overall world family. But we get timid about our business. And I did too. When I first started in the industry, I was timid because I was afraid somebody was going to say no. And then I was trying to think out, well, now what's going to happen? They say no, I'll go in the parking lot and shoot myself because the world hates me. I mean, all the dumb things you think about when you're younger. But when you know you got something that's going to change your life, you want to do it. And the person you're talking to, you might not know that person. And, I mean, it's so easy to talk to people.
Denny, let's talk about it. Since you and I both, we can be guilty of spilling the beans here. You got a new solution that builds upon a solid 40-year history of what the company started with. It took them to $1 billion in sales in a matter of a couple of years. They expanded. They finally came to the North American market in 1989 and still with the original product. And now you take that one solution that anybody who's got feet can use it.
Yes.
And you went from just a simple magnetic design to incorporating two other modalities, far infrared and negative ions. And in explaining that to people, they kind of get clueless. And I say, you know, we feel better when it's a sunny day versus cloudy, like it seems to be here a lot in the Pacific Northwest. Although we had a 3-month run this summer and it was wonderful, but right now fall is upon us, so it's cloudy and it's not as exciting and happy and cheery. So we tap into the sun's energy. That's what was in that blanket that you experienced so many years ago, and it's
right.
Changed. Once you started using it, and you know, I'm not shaming Jeff or saying no, you don't ever want to loan product, you don't ever want to do what he did, because you'll have people like Denny Denton out there that won't even use it, and they'll just lie.
Yep.
When you're with them, exactly what you said, you take a simple solution that, and as you said, hey, let me have you take off your shoes and let me show you something that is going to blow your mind. Taking three modalities, magnetics, far infrared, and negative ions, and that's a lot for some people to understand, but it's as David Martin shared with us a couple weeks ago, it's Mother Nature's energy. It's what's out there after a lightning storm or near a waterfall, or you take a walk through the woods. That's the negative ions. The Japanese refer to it as the vitamins of the air. But you take all three of those and you put them in an insole. And as you said, you know, within about 20 minutes, you could feel it. You could feel the warmth. I mean, instantly. What is the potential that we have here if we'll be a little bit more aggressive and actually say to people, hey, I'm looking for some other entrepreneurial mindset or some people that care and have passion or compassion for others. What's our potential with these?
Well, I think, you know, like you said, not only has the technology changed, but we're very quickly becoming a socialist country. And I'm not going to go negative or positive on that, but basically what it means is what we observe. Today, a college education is a diploma to nowhere. Most of the college grads are all working at McDonald's now. Things have changed, and it's going to go more toward the European style. And today in Europe, network marketing is much bigger than it is even here in the United States. And the reason is people are losing hope. And they don't know what the solution is. Most people don't see themselves as sales people, although it's the greatest industry in the world because we're in a position to help more people than anyone else. But I can tell you this, no matter where they're coming from, if they will put those mag steps on the ground, you don't have to say, well, Wednesday I'm going to have a meeting at the house. Don't even be that way. If you're talking to somebody and you're connecting with them and they're standing there and say, you know, have you got 2 minutes? Can I show you something? And if they say yes, all you got to do is reach in your purse or reach in your back pocket and put those things down and say, stand on these. Now, you're not going to believe this. I'm serious.
Or even untie or unlace your own shoes or slip them off.
Well, yeah, better that way.
let them see that you're actually utilizing these.
Well, I learned in this industry many years ago from my original mentor. He said, when you go to warm market, they're the ones, the people that you're close with, they're going to beat you up. Not all the time, but he said, you practice on them. You assume the worst, because they'll come up with more objections than anybody could ever think of. And then after that, then you talk to your warm market. Now, your warm market, and I'm not talking about your close market now, I'm talking one generation down, you start getting more and more credibility as you go deeper. Okay, because it's like if you worked at the Daily Planet many, many years ago, you would have knew a guy by the name of Clark Kent. And Clark Kent was a wussy. This guy was so timid, it's amazing that he could find his way around his office. But boy, you give that guy a closet or a phone booth, and he puts on that Superman outfit, things happen fast. And so, you are a Superman. Because these people don't know what you do until you tell them. And I worked construction when I got in this industry. I actually physically dug with a shovel. And I will guarantee you, nobody was caring about what my next financial move was. But when I moved away from that direct market and went into a casual market where people weren't even sure what I did, then I put on my Superman suit. I had my cape on. Hi, I'm Denny Denton, and you're not going to believe. If you've got 5 minutes, I would have to show you the most outstanding product in the world. They don't know who I am. I put them on and I said, I chose this for a career. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And it was harder. It was harder when we started. I know everybody says, oh, yeah, well, you guys have been around a while. You always say that, but everybody knows the timing isn't as good as it used to be. Bull! Better than it used to be, because back then, you know what they thought we were? Crazy.
Well, New Age, voodoo, snake oil. So.
Oh, God, nobody ever heard of magnets and oil come around or that kind of stuff. Now, at least when I talk to somebody and say, you got to try these, they'll say, oh, what are those magnetic souls? I've seen those at the grocery store. Yeah, but these ain't the ones you saw at the grocery store. You're not going to believe this. Take off your shoes and stand on it. And I do that strength test. It's the same thing. It isn't like the market is flooded. The only people that are using the magnets are basically people that have been introduced to Neekin. And a few people that bought them at the drugstore and Walgreens and Walmart that were cheap and didn't work. I used to use the ones they have. Now that I think about that, I used to use the MagStep-type products that they had at the Walgreens drugstore when I was doing demonstrations. I'd have them get on them first. You never want to put them on ours first because it'll backfire on you. And because ours will work, and then they'll get on those, and it'll still be working for a little while. So I would put them on them, and I would go through that test. And nothing would happen. I'd say, all right, now step on these. And now I'm going to tell you, unless they absolutely hated me, were lying, which very few did. Most people were very happy. They were shocked. I said, now that right there is $19. This is going to run you close to $60. What do you think? And they said, well, obviously, these are much better. So I've always worked, Vance, I've always worked in my secondary market, and cold market. And cold isn't cold. Cold is hot. Cold is a great market. It's a warm market. It's a friendly market. It's a chance for you to be, and have a new friend in life that you otherwise never would have met. I mean, you have got a door opener there. And as Vance will tell you, we all have become very good friends over the years. Because we care about people, and we know we all each care about other people. And so I'd rather hang around with people who care about other people than go down the street and talk to my neighbors. I just try to hang around in the group as much as I can. But the bottom line is you got to get in people's faces. You got to be eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly. You got to talk to people, and you don't want to talk to them like a salesman. You know, guy, I suffered for years with my feet and getting this rope raffia or whatever they call it. And I don't even know what that's like anymore, okay? Because I've been using the magnet so long, I don't even have it, and which is a shock to my doctor. Total shock, okay? By this many years into this, my gosh, I had it advanced when I met you. And I'm up and around, and my feet got circulation in them. They're not perfect, but I can't say that the diabetes has made them that much worse. And it's because of the magnetics. I mean, that's it. That's the beginning. That's the end of it. And then when I seen the superiority of the nutritional products, I jumped onto those. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can build this business. You can sell or get a distributor this afternoon if you put them in, and you will carry them around with you, and you will ask people to stand on them. Don't be afraid. What are they going to do, shoot you? You know, I mean, don't pick a grouch. If somebody's being nice, and don't push it. Don't, whatever you do, don't push. People do things for their reason, not for yours. And no matter how much you try to sell a person, you're never going to sell them.
But Jenny, you got so many amazing truths and nuggets, because just 2 days ago, I'm having a conversation with a guy, and I was talking to him. I sent him a note via Facebook. We haven't spoken 18 years, so we're not, you know, tight friend, buddy relationship. I just thought on a whim. I have no idea what he's up to. I don't know, you know, what his family is like. I didn't know anything. But I sent him a note, and he responded back and said, call me. Let's reconnect. And the long and short of it, I kept talking to him about, you know, this new product, this new solution that's about to be unveiled, because I'm just quite jazzed and flat out excited about it. Because it's something that we've never experienced. I mean, to see a whole new, I mean, again, that 40-year history, and then to take and be so far ahead of anything that's out there on the market. We're not talking about Walgreens or Walmart.
No, know. Forget that. That's all promotion product.
Yeah, that's way in the past. And what was really interesting is as he started looking at the website, he started asking me more about the sleep system. And here in my mind's eye, I'm thinking, wait a second. I was looking for a less than $100 sale as my intro, and he's looking at about $1,500 worth of investment.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, and so I asked him yesterday via text, why are you looking at the sleep system? And he went on to share with me, again, just via text. We weren't even conversing yesterday morning. His whole history back to being a boy, childhood, of sleep issues. I didn't know. And I honestly, afterwards, thought, man, I should have asked the question earlier. But those are the things that we're learning. You learn over time, and you learn how to ask, as we've all, those of us who utilize the 6 months to six figures, those high-yielding questions. You know.
Yeah, and the bottom line, Vance, is that people don't want to go to the watch factory. All they want to know is how to tell time. How do I feel better here? And they may not even be saying that. They may be staring at you with a blank look. But you can't see what they're thinking. And the bottom line, like I said, is your friends are going to educate you. And I did a meeting in Portland a few years ago, and this person raised their hands on question and answer. He said, how do you overcome objections? I said, I don't get objections. I couldn't school you in that. And they all looked at each other and started laughing. Well, I said, no, I'm serious. I don't get objections. How can I have an objection? I'm sharing something. I'm not trying to sell it. And if somebody says, no, I don't want to try them, I say, okay, that's great. How's your wife and kids? Or how's your husband doing? And how is this happening? Or isn't it a rainy day? I stop. I'm not going to get an objection. If they're not willing to try that next step, then there's no reason to have the conversation. Like I said, I did get objections with my friend because they asked questions I couldn't answer. And if I could have answered them, they wouldn't have got in because they just said it was way too technical. So that's what I would share with everybody. But I can tell you right now, there's nothing wrong with the market. We've had two generations that have come into the marketplace since I got involved in the marketplace. And I get exactly the same reaction today with the MagStep that I got many years ago. You get them on that, they see the difference with that product, and they get excited. Even though they may not tell you, they're getting excited. And then you do what Jeff did to me. You get one of those quilts, and after a few days, say, how are you doing with those steps in there? You know, I really noticed a difference in my feet. Really? Yeah. What size bed do you have? Yeah, you're right. We invested in our business. We didn't invest a lot, but we had a loaner. We had a mattress pad that was a loaner. We had that. I mean, my gosh, if I opened a store, how much would it cost me today to open a store? God, I don't even know, but I wouldn't want one. But the bottom line is, I still follow up the same way because people's sleep is critical to them. I got the door open. They know the MagStep works. And now I'm offering to let them try that quilt for a few days for free. I'll guarantee you, if you don't have that quilt in your house, you're missing something. You know why? Because quality just reeks out of it. I mean, this is a good-looking product. And the bottom line is, it controls your thermostatic, your body. Who you sleep cold, she sleeps warm, you both sleep equal. I mean, it's unbelievable. I have both the heavy and the light quilts. And believe you might say, well, yeah, you're in Las Vegas, but you don't get that heavy one out. Yeah, I do. I took one in to get it cleaned about 3 weeks ago. It was 112 outside. And I put what you would call the heavier one on. I slept exactly the same. It had no bearing whatsoever because it controls its own heat. It adapts to your body heat. It's the most unbelievable product in the world. And I've never met anyone who could ever say, I'm sorry I got one. Hey, maybe it's time, seriously, if you want to build a business, maybe it's time you started getting some tools. For some of you, are shaking your head. Yeah, I know that. I know you are. Because you know that. But you know what? When I started, I didn't know that. I mean, I got MagSteps. I got a quilt on my bed. I'll tell everybody how I feel. But things didn't start rock until I had one to loan.
And that's exactly what we've had over the years by doing rollouts, doing water demos. And, you know, for you, Denny, your entry was the quilt because that's what Jeff gave to you to use. And but again, you lied. You didn't.
Oh, yeah. You know, I want you to put that thing on my bed. I got a quilt. I love it. I picked it up. I bought it down at Walmart. What are you talking about? I don't need this.
I think we can expedite things today by saying, hey, why don't you come over? Let me show you. And I enjoyed doing this. I did this with a dear friend the other day. And they've been around Neekin for a dozen years, but they did not know where the technology is today.
Exactly.
And when the look on her face an hour and a half after using the new MagFlex, with the same exact technology, all three modalities built into it that we have in this insole that's coming. And the look on her face, she just said, man, I just feel so much better. And she,
it's absolutely incredible. You're getting me excited again.
And that's what, Denny, that's what's in the quilt.
Well, I know that.
You've got the far infrared, you've got the magnetics, you've got the negative, you've got all that. And so that's where I think we really need to make this transition.
That's where we need to go back. We need to be doing. These are the things we need to do. And don't worry about who's going to buy the nutritional products. The first thing you want to do is get them a result. And there is nothing that can get a result like that quilt, that mattress top, and for sure the mag steps. I'm telling you, if you're just coming into this and you don't have any money, let me tell you something right now. Unless you jump in and do something like this, you're probably not going to have any money ever. Because the world has changed. The economies have changed. And that pair of mag steps can take you to $10,000 or $15,000 a month or more. And I'm serious. All you got to do is get them out of your purse or get them out of don't get them out of your shoes. I did that a couple of times and that's nasty. Just get them out and say, I got to show you something you're not going to believe. Oh, I've seen those at Walmart. No, I had some from Walmart. This is from a technically advanced company that is on the cutting edge and has been for the last few years of of using magnetic energy. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Well, let me tell you something. Take your shoes off. I'm going to show you something here. It's going to take 30 seconds, and I'm not trying to sell you anything, but you had mentioned that you've been looking for something to help with your income because you got laid off or you got downsized. Let me tell you something. That right there, and I hold it right in their face, can take you to $15,000-$20,000 a month. And I'll guarantee it'll take you to five, even with a bad personality. And that's what I do. And I just put them on them, and then if they say no, I say, okay, if I don't know them, because I don't care to spend time with them then, other than would you like to buy them, but they already said no. So I just tell them, well, thank you for looking at this, but I can tell you right now, my life is going to change, and so is yours. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. And if people don't make this thing complicated.
Yeah, and I think that so often we tend to try to get every, you know, I dotted and T crossed so often, and it gets frustrating because it is network marketing, but it doesn't have to be net hardship marketing.
Well, try it, you like it. I mean, when you go to the store on a weekend, what do? You get the newspaper and you look in there to see what's on sale. What is the lead item? What are they going to bring me in on? And you go to the grocery store, you go to some of the bigger food stores, and what do you find? They're giving out samples.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing that? Because my wife and I learned that we have a Sam's Club here. We have them both on a Saturday afternoon rather than to go out for lunch. We go to Sam's Club. And that's always good. There's always at least 8 or 9 things to take samples of. And if you look at them and say, oh, this is really good, can I try another? You can have all kinds of goodies to eat. It's like a smorgasbord. That's all free. And then we just put the basket back and go home.
This is living on a diamond income 101 is what you're saying.
Hey, there's no difference between being a diamond, a royal diamond, or being a bum on the street. We're just people.
Oh, you're telling us, Denny. But, Denny, we could enjoy this conversation. At least you and I could. I don't know if there's anybody even on the line. I'm pretty confident there is. But Denny Denton has been our guest. And for those of you who will be in Vegas in a few weeks, if you've never had the opportunity to meet him, he'll be there. And Denny, I know that what I'm going to do, with your permission, of course, is after this new, and I believe the new mag step, they're calling it an M stride, not a mag stride, but an M stride.
Yeah.
I think that's the running name. And again, you and I both have experienced a prototype, so we don't know. I mean, who knows what the one's going to look like. Because they asked for our feedback,
yep.
And we know it works, and it's just going to be fantastic. And I love the way that you've made several comments, because I'm looking at an email from Dave Johnson, and he said, you know, I want to dignify this solution. I want to be careful with it and not just throw it on the sidewalk and say, stand on these with your shoes.
Right.
You know? He said, I want people to understand that this is something that'll change their life.
It'll change their life financially, and it'll emotionally, because it does do wonderful things that way, and it definitely will improve their circulation through their body. And I'll just close by saying, Vance, I challenge everybody who's on this call, I challenge you, when this product comes out, and don't take this wrong, if we've got a negative person or is trying to sell me something. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm trying to help you make money. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I'm 71 years old. I pretty well run my race, okay? And it's been a lot nicer not having to get up at 6:30 in the morning and go to work. And I did that until I was 30 years old. And I don't have to get up. I don't get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. This guy's nuts. I normally get up about 9, stroll around in my house coat till about 11:30, have some coffee, have a little breakfast, say it's a great day. And there is no such thing as Saturday. Every day is Saturday. That doesn't mean I don't work, but our type of what we do is about multiplying people, not multiplying our time.
Mm-hmm.
just move along and let people try it. So here's my challenge. Here is my challenge. I challenge you to buy them for the shoes that you've got and have at least three, maybe four, to loan out. And make a point of putting them on people's feet. You want to get somebody like I did? First time, second time? Go down to the car dealership. Just go to the car dealership. I did that and made a fortune. Go down there, they were having one of those telethons. 12 hours it was going on. This guy said, God, my feet are hurting. I said, I noticed you're limping a little bit. Oh, I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning. I said, really, would you like to have a better afternoon? And he said, yeah. I said, I'll be right back. I didn't even tell him what I had. I just went out to the trunk of the car and got him. I said, stay on these. No, wait a minute. That's not what happened. I went out to the trunk of the car and I found one. I remember now. I don't know what happened to the other one. I said, well, put this one on your foot. I'm curious. I am. And I go, what's wrong with me? Where could the other one be? It must be on somebody's foot in Vancouver. And I gave it to him, and he put them on right then and there. I called him back at 9 o'clock that night, and I said, how are you doing? He said, well, my right one is still pretty good, but the left one still hurts. So I don't do it right every time either. Okay, Matt, I'll shut up.
Well, Denny, and the thing is, we don't have to wait, because... So if we could get in a lot of trouble for, you know, doing what we've just done, because people say, well, I'll just put everything on hold for the next 4 weeks. And then when they unveil this on October 24th, why on earth would you want to do that? Because the existing solutions that we have right now are life-changing, and our existing mag steps and mag strides are life-changing.
I wouldn't walk around with sore feet or discomfort over that. So, you know, don't worry, you can loan the old ones out just like the new ones. I will.
Yeah, and I mean, we can even compare them and say, you know, these ones are so much better. I think the reality here, the bottom line, and if we could wrap it up this way, because we've gone way longer than I normally do, but I can blame you for that.
Yeah.
For having such a good time. Is that I'm hoping that people will literally take your advice to heart. And seize the opportunity, because we are, our whole entire culture, people are, they need hope. We need a sense of something to bounce us back, because every single day the knuckleheads in Washington, D.C., and I'm not attacking our leaders, I'm just saying they're grasping at straws, trying to figure out how to print more money, and it's not working. We've got to create something that literally is the old style entrepreneurial, 150 years ago. Hey, we've got some great solutions, got some great inventions here, and this can change your life. And as a friend said to me that I connected on Facebook with 3 weeks ago, he said, well, what are you going to do when you run out of people? And my response back to him was, well, I know right now, just in the U.S., there's over 600 million feet out there. I think we got a ways to go.
I don't think you can go down the street and find anybody that's wearing any, because they're not aware of it.
No. So we got lots of people out there, folks. And again, if you know somebody that you think, oh man, I should have had them on this call. Well, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website to hear the recording of what Denny shared. And I encourage you to take some of these nuggets, some of these truths. I'm looking back over my notes, and I do take notes. People think, oh, I just say that to, you know, to fill dead air. No, I've got a whole bunch of notes, but some of these things are really, really great truths. So if you didn't write them down, go back and listen to the recording of our conversation, and it'll be worth your while. So, Denny, thank you again.
Well, Vance, it's always a pleasure. You're a great person. You've got a great family, and you represent the type of people we want in this company, people that do seriously care about other people. And at the same time, we got to remember it's a business. And the only thing I would say to anyone is, if not Neekin, then what? What are you doing now? What did you do before? How much is your life changing? You need to adapt to a changing time. And this is the best way to sell something and to be able to sell something that can get instant results is the only way to go. So I want you all to just go out there and understand that, you know, everybody says we're in a recession. The economy's still crashed. Well, I'm not in a recession. Only the people that have been working with jobs, they're in a recession, but I'm not in. Everybody said the economy's so bad. Well, create your own economy.
Mm-hmm.
Create your own economy. Stop waiting on the government and unemployment and who wants to live that way? You don't have to.
No, we don't. And you said it earlier that you know, a diploma is you know, merely a ticket to nowhere.
Yeah, well, I heard that on radio. I was listening on the car radio, and they were talking about that. But all these kids down here and stuff, but they're graduating, and there's no jobs for them.
No, and we've gone away from that. We've shipped too many overseas, and I don't want to get into all the
politics. Oh, we could go on for hours on that.
But we do have an opportunity here, Denny, and thank you for bringing that to light.
Yes, and I'll try to shut up now so you can close your phone.
So, 1, 2, thank you, everyone. You guys, thank you. Gals, ladies, gentlemen, everybody who's been on the call, thank you for being with us. And look forward to talking to you next week. I'm going to tie a bow on this conversation, and we'll get into some announcements and open the lineup. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.